Giants, it looks like they're one of those teams that, as much as they maybe struggle a little against the run, the screen pass is something that's worked well, and I know you guys have been able to make that work. Could be a perfect storm for you.
We're just going to play what's called. They do a lot of things that give us opportunity, you know, but we're going to take the opportunity that we have out there and just try to execute. You know, our goal every week is to be 1-0 every week and be the best team, you know, put our best foot off of performance forward every week. So, you know, we got another opportunity.
Coach says today Wednesday was the best. This was the best Wednesday of the season. And when the week you lost, the Buffalo, you said that was a poor practice. What did you see different today?
Just the energy level. You know, we're all excited. I guess being fresh off the bye week, I guess that says something too. But we're just excited to be back. You know, everybody seems like they're excited to be back to work. You know, bye week was kind of early, so now bodies are not too much banged up. But we're just excited to be back to work, and we were focused, and we went out there and, you know, just had a good practice today.
CJ, how do you keep that excitement up all
year? Winning is definitely a part of it. Winning is one. Two is, you know, working on your craft. When you know you have something to do to get better every day, it makes you go out there and perform that much better, you know, and it makes you go out there to try to perform at the top level in practice because, you know, that's going to transfer over to Sunday on game day. So that's what keeps the energy level going. When you see people like Vaughn trying to work on his craft or Trevor trying to work on his, you know, up to you as an individual to work on yours.
What are you working on this week?
Me, personally, just more break tackles, really. I want to spring more runs. I'm still working on some speed techniques, trying to get some speed techniques from Jamal. So those big runs can they don't just be 40-yard runs. They can be 60-yard touchdowns, and that's something I'm working on.
With Ryan, with this season is, did you last week, do you completely get away? You still completely involved with football? What did you do when you had that little bit?
I'm a football fan, so I definitely watched, you know, the games over the week. And then, you know, I got a chance to look at the Giants early, so that's always a help. You know, you get a chance to game plan. You get a little 2 weeks early on the Giants. And then, you know, I got away and did some things that I wanted to do personally and move in the right direction for that too. So it all works out.
CJ, when you prepare for an opponent, does anything come into play as far as the team's 0-5, you know, their record or how they've been doing? Is that part of the
– Nah, because every – you know, if you don't show up in this business every week – you're going to get your butt kicked. You know, we know, you know, one thing holds true. We know the Giants 0-5. But we also know, you know, they got Pro Bowl players. You know, they had a, you know, Landon Collins is a really good player. You know, they got players over there that I can name, you know, JPP, Oliver Vernon, Landon Collins, Jenkins, DRC. I mean, they got players over there. So doesn't matter what the record is and what they do. You know, their goal is to come here and get a W. And our goal is also to win. So both teams got one thing in common.
Do you almost have to have a heightened sense of awareness knowing that they're 0-5 and hungry for a victory?
No, it's no difference if you were playing the Chiefs who's 5-0. You know, they're just as hungry. You know, you want to win every week. No one's like losing. And, you know, we don't want to be the first to give that up. But we definitely understand that we have to play well on our side of the ball. You know, execute the way we know how to execute to continue, you know, what our goals and what we want to do. So that's how we look at it.
Does it feel like your offense has taken on a physical identity given the way you run the ball?
We'll see. We'll see. It was a good quarter, you know, and I mean, you know, we want to start in practice and then we want to transfer that over to games and we'll just take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, one play at a time. And, you know, if we can produce what we did in the first quarter and enhance it in the second quarter, I think we'll be fine. I thought I was out.
I know you tried to make it clear you're not on one side or the other with, you know, with regards to the anthem protests and everything, but this memo sent out by Goodell that encouraging players to stand. Do you have any reaction to that? Do you wish to be a part of the broader conversation with owners?
Man, the Dreams Never Die Foundation is run by me. We got a lot of good things planned back home in Vallejo, California. You know, currently building something for the community and the kids that are struggling in my community, and I think that's where change starts. I think it starts in your community and your own. So I'm going to focus on Vallejo, and, I mean, no disrespect to Ohio and other things that's going on, but I know I got kids. It'd be wrong for me not to take care of my kids back home but try to take care of other kids in other places.
How are things in Vallejo with the fires?
Things are it's tough, man. I know some people. So my high school coach live in Napa. So I know some people who in Carl Newman High School burned down to the ground. I know some people who had to evacuate their neighborhood. And, you know, I got a friend right now who's out there, you know, giving supplies and doing everything we can do. And I'm just trying to, you know, I know my man got a big game tonight. But, when he gets done with that, hopefully, you know, I can talk to CC and we can make something happen that way too. So we definitely want to take care of it. It's not in our hometown, but it's just by it, and we definitely want to take care of that.